In the words of UN General Assembly President Miroslav Lajcak, Africa is rising. It's a fact confirmed by the World Bank, he continued, as following a period of downturn, economic growth across the continent should reach 2.6% this year.
Africa has an ambitious agenda for its own development. It has launched high-level initiatives to advance its top priorities. Among them are plans to accelerate industrialization, infrastructure investment, economic integration, and agricultural innovation. Africa's natural resources represent a significant opportunity for shared economic growth.
However, Africa's rise doesn't hide ongoing challenges. For example, the majority of UN peacekeepers can be found there. Africa also has the world's fastest growing youth population, and every year, roughly 11 million young men and women enter the labor market. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said they will need to be equipped with the skills to get jobs today and in the future.
In addition to the impact on individuals, gender inequality is costing sub-Saharan Africa tens of billions a year, like everywhere else in the world. An enormous and needless loss on potential and economic growth.
The UN chief also spoke of the need for innovative ways to leverage resources and finance development.
This includes tax reform by African countries themselves, but also concerted international efforts to fight tax evasion, money laundering, and illicit financial flows that have depleted Africa's resource base. It means donors upholding their commitments to official development assistance, and it means helping African countries attract innovative finance and gain greater access to financial markets and private investment.
This is the seventh time the UN has celebrated Africa Week, and this year's theme focuses on supporting a continent that is integrated, prosperous, people-centered, and peaceful. Once again, UN General Assembly President Miroslav Lajcak.
In the past, Africa was expected to listen. It was expected to accept the ideas and conditions of others. That era is over. Africa is leveraging international support to power and drive its own ideas and solutions. And it is rightfully accepted as a formidable partner we cannot do without if we want to properly respond to the most pressing global challenges.
The UN officials and other speakers also used the occasion to express condolences to the government and people of Somalia, where car bombs killed more than 300 people in the capital Mogadishu on Saturday, according to latest news reports. Deanne Penn, United Nations.